What is that? Is that a goat?
I don't know. Is that a
I
goat?
need answers.
Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl.
Where our guests today had a really, we've had a funny interaction with them, and it's just they're one of
One of
us.
us, one of
They're
us,
on
one of
brand with
us.
the incoherence.
I am Karen from the Emerald City.
And I'm Mandy of the Glam Squad.
Oh, I know
So you know what
exactly
that
what that's
means.
about. All right, time to break Mandy's heart. I'm so
Karen, I don't
sorry. I
feel good
love
today. We can't
you.
give me a break.
No, we can't. Sorry. In our timeline, it is February 15th, which means I officially have a 9-year-old and I don't
Don't
like
like
it.
that. I don't like that
It's
at all.
terrible. And in y'all's timeline, it is February 23rd, which is insane to think
We have
about.
done something so freaking cool by the time we've talked to you
Oh
guys
my
over by this
God.
time. I cannot wait for that announcement. Stay tuned,
Yes. Stay
besties.
tuned because the announcement this week is insane.
It's sh it insane. I don't have the words.
Absolutely insane. Okay, Mandy, tell me what you did this week.
I did not do a whole lot. I've been kind of under the weather. But this weekend, I felt fine. We had my baby niece's 5th birthday party, which seems like a
Straight to
lie.
jail.
It's
Straight to
I
jail.
keep telling her, I was like, can we consider 3? And she was like, what? Can we consider turning 3 this year? And she was like, maybe I can't shrink myself. So we had a skate and rink party. She was a little skating rink doll. Mimi and Boog, which is what all of our nieces and nephews that are younger call show husband, got one of the favorite gifts. She'd asked me about, she showed me a YouTube of one of the, you remember in the 90s, like the fairies that you pull the string and the fairy would fly? They have those now, but they're like more technologically advanced.
The
And she
90s
showed me
are
one on
making an
YouTube.
insane comeback.
Yeah. I was like, I want to play with this. So we got her a couple of princess dresses and we got her that. And the crowd of children chasing that thing around the skating rink on skates was everything. It was actually everything.
Oh my God.
Then afterwards, she had a little daddy-daughter dance with her dad to go to. I don't know if you guys do it there, but in Georgia, it's like a big thing for like the weekend before or after Valentine's Day to have like a daddy-daughter dance for the littles. So my sister and I were glam squad, which I've never been part of before. I'm not going to post pictures because there are creeps out there, but I had her hair in these big, she looked like a little 5-year-old
She
Dolly
looked
Parton.
so grown
I
and
know.
straight
She
to
had these.
jail. Like, oh my
I put
God.
her in some like big rollers to give her volume. And then she'd found like a little, her, my sister found this little like braided, kind of, it wasn't braided. It was like a metal. It gives me like Greek mythology vibes, like a little thing that goes around
Okay.
the crown of your head and ties in the back, kind of like a laurel leaf
Yeah.
thing. So we did a low bun with face framing pieces and we tied the little thing around her head and she had a little princess dress and little high heels. And I put her, I'm doing hair and makeup and age appropriate makeup. I mean, she
Right.
wore a little makeup, but she still looked like a 5-year-old. We're not
Right.
toddlers and tiaras out here. But my sister's painting toes and fingernails, and she looked like a little Kardashian sitting in a chair. Just listening, we had put on princess jams. Anyway, she puts on her dress for me, and I help her step in. She's got little tiny high-heeled shoes, and she steps into one, and she goes, wow, I'm taller. I'm like a 6-year-old in these things.
Please
I
stop,
know. I was
child.
like, I'm gonna feed you some Miracle-Gro or whatever kills weeds,
Yeah.
weed and feed, and I'm going to put books on top of your head. I have plenty. I can spare some for this endeavor. Stop the growing. So she was very cute. She was very nervous about going to the dance, but she had a lot of fun when she got back. The dancing
Yay.
in front of people freaked her out, but her dad was there
Right.
and she had some friends. Then I kind of rotted a lot of the week. I didn't realize it was brand new, and that's probably how I found it. I never ever turn on the TV unless it's like Vanderpump Rules is on or we're gonna watch, like we're going to specifically watch a movie. But
Right.
I turned on, I was like, let me open Netflix and see. Like when I'm sick, I don't know, I can't read, my eyes hurt. So I was like, I'll just turn on Netflix. And they have this docuseries called Alexander, The Making of a God. And it looked like it was made, and it was made in the same like filming style as The Last Czars, which I freaking loved. So it's six episodes, and they have it like cinematic scenes where they're acting out the life of Alexander the Great. But then it'll cut to archaeologists and historians. So it's like part documentary, part movie. And it is so good. I looked it up today to get like the exact name of it right. And people are hating on it, and I do not understand. I do not understand why. It was so good. It was fascinating. Even my husband got invested when he came in. He was like, "What are you watching?" And he laid down and we finished the whole rest of the series. I was surprised and not at all surprised. I was surprised at myself that I was surprised that to find that Alexander the Great was bisexual, which is like the most obvious like thing in the world. But I was like, "Oh, okay. Wow. Duh." He worshipped Achilles. Okay. I mean, need I apparently I don't like this has to be true. I love it if it's true. He went to like this shrine for Achilles to pray to him before this big battle and literally took his shield and armor off the wall and wore it into battle, which
Oh,
is so badass. But then like the
yeah.
history lover in me is like, don't touch that.
Right.
I think I read two chapters of Fear of the Flames over the weekend. I started How You Get the Girl by Anita Kelly, which we'll get to later. I felt great yesterday. So Joe husband and I had a wonderful Valentine's Day dinner at Oliver's downtown. Everything was perfect and lovely. And then I more so than him woke up feeling like death again. So
Aww.
here we are. That was my weekend fangirling. I didn't do hardly anything. What did you do this week?
Well, I am currently on book four of a five book series, and I'm not really going to talk about it. I need to know if anybody else has ever read something that, like, you can't stop reading, but also it's written so badly.
Oh
Like, the
no.
writing is so bad, but I also can't stop reading it.
I have.
And and luckily, like, these are pretty short books, so it's like, I think it's like 2 to 3 hours per book, so it's pretty quick.
Are you gonna say what it is, or you
No,
not
I'm
want to
not gonna say what it
bash?
is. I don't
Okay.
wanna bash anybody, but like, I mean, like, there's so much promise in this story, but it's just, listen, I will scroll Facebook and Instagram and get attacked by sponsored ads for like Kindle Unlimited books, and it's
Yeah.
usually smut, and it usually has like a bit from the book, and I'm like, well, that sounds interesting. So I'll screenshot it
Yeah.
and go back to it later because I always have the max number of books from Kindle Unlimited.
Right.
And so this is one of those books where I'm like, okay, I have some time. I'll read it real quick, not realizing it was a five book series. And then the writing is so bad,
That
but I can't stop reading.
the series that I hate on for glorifying sexual assault was that way. It was so terrible, but you couldn't put it down. And then it's like, oh, he raped me. We must be in love. And it's like, this is not what we want YA books to be because it's supposed to be YA.
Oh my
No, 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 no.
God. No. No, thank
Yeah,
you.
no, no, no.
Yeah. So that has been most of my week just because there's been so much going on at home that I haven't like sat down and gotten to
Yeah.
read a lot. But my daughter for bedtime one night decided that she wanted to read Noodle in the No Bones Day by
Oh.
Jonathan Graziano. I hope that's how I say it. And it's so cute, of course, because it's just, it's Noodle and Jonathan. He's got
Yeah.
no bones and it's adorable. So that was basically me. I also started How You Get the Girl. I'm about
Yay.
halfway through, but I have been loving it since the beginning.
I really did too. The few chapters I got, I really liked it.
Yeah, I'm really digging it. And I'm like, you know how in romances, you're like, there's always going to be some sort of conflict,
Yeah, there
and
has to be.
they're heading in that direction. And you can usually tell like what the big climax is going to be, no
Yeah.
pun intended. But I can't for the life of me figure out what it's going to be in this one, which I kind of like. Like, it
Yeah.
kind of feels to me like they're possibly might not be a third act breakup, maybe. I don't know. That's kind of the vibes I'm
I
getting.
love it when they give us that,
And
when authors
so
give us a no third act breakup.
I'm enjoying it so much. And like, I have read Anita's other or their first two books in this series. It's like series of standalones. And they weren't kidding when they said that we would be fed. The cameos are just like, if you know, like
The cameos are
yeah.
cameoing.
They are, and I'm loving it. So I can't wait to talk to Anita about this book. And the only other thing I have written down is, oh my God, can we talk about that Wicked trailer? Because I died.
It's so good.
It's gonna
It's
be
so incredible.
it's gonna be so good. It's gonna be so good. There's so many like powerhouses in there, and it comes out the day after my birthday. And just thank you, John Chu. You really do love me. Like, first you give
Look,
me Crazy Rich Asians, and then you give me this.
when that's the thing that I leave the Super Bowl most excited about and not the freaking epic halftime show that I like danced across my living room to,
So
you know it's good.
nostalgic.
Oh my God, I
So
made a
freaking
fool of
nostalgic.
myself. Thankfully, it was just me and Josh and the dogs, but yeah, I was back in 2004
Yeah,
for some of that for sure.
but
But yeah,
yeah,
when
that
that
Wicked.
outshined the halftime show.
I'm so excited. Like, chills, goosebumps. I
I
can't. And
know, I
that's just
can't
part
wait.
one. That's two parts.
I know.
What? We are gonna be so fed. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I'm
I
so
know. I told my husband, I sent it to him because he was editing at the time, and I sent it to him, and I was like, just so you know, when everyone leaves our house on Thanksgiving, we're not done for the day. We're going to the movies. Like, as soon as everyone's gone, whoever is still here, get in
Listen,
the car.
whatever is the very first showing in my area, that is where I will be. I don't care what time it is, I'm going. Like, y'all don't understand. The Wizard of Oz is my favorite movie, and Wicked is one of my favorite musicals. And to have this now come into movie form with Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande.
That, like, people rag on her and like she licked donuts and all of that. That's weird.
Yeah.
But no one should ever question her voice. That
No,
girl can
she can
sing. She can
sing.
put anybody to shame. I feel like she's in the wrong profession being a pop star. I feel like she should have gone Broadway.
Yeah, so I'm just, I can't wait.
Yeah,
So that
I
was my
know. Me
week.
neither. That was a good week. Do you have a fictional boyfriend this week?
You know what? I don't have a fictional boyfriend this week, but I do have a fictional puppers, and it's Noodle. Noodle. I mean, he's not fictional, but we love Noodle. We miss Noodle. Every time, sometimes when my daughter gets sad, she's like, "Mommy, can we watch the funny Noodle video?" And I have it saved on my
Yeah,
TikTok
you're
so I
like,
can go
yes, we
right to
have
it.
to.
I'm like, "Of course we can." So,
I need to s
yeah.
Noodle and Schnitzel are our dogs for the week. I was trying to
Yes.
remember. I was like, it's some sort of, I thought it
Schnitzel.
was some kind of noodle, but it's Schnitzel.
Schnitzel. Yes. We have just fictional puppies this week, which
Well,
is
I
new.
have a not fictional boyfriend. It's Valentine's Day yesterday. My fictional and real life boyfriend is Joshy.
Aww.
For Valentine's Day, I got spoiled. I got flowers and all that. We went to a nice dinner. Then he texts his tattoo artist friend. I'm getting my Aaron Warner tattoo.
Nice.
We just have to schedule it.
I
But he's like, I'll
love.
pay for your next tattoo that you want. And I'm like, it's
Aww.
Aaron Warner tattoo.
Your real life boyfriend is
My
paying for
real
your
life
fictional
boyfriend
boyfriend.
forever is my Joshy. I know my real life boyfriend is paying for my fictional boyfriend tattoo.
It's fine.
He'll be
Well,
okay.
Valentine's Day. Yeah, Valentine's Day is always a mixed bag for me because it's the couple's holiday, but it's also my daughter's birthday. So there's a lot of emotions, but we have our little traditions. She always gets a birthday balloon, and she always gets a birthday either cupcake or a slice of cake from
Oh.
Safeway. And her school did like a Panda Express fundraiser yesterday, so I ordered so much Panda Express because my mom has been like overwhelmed. And so I'm like, well, we'll
Oh,
have a
of
couple
course, yeah.
days without, you don't have to cook for a couple days. I ordered like
Yeah.
$80 worth of Panda Express.
Woo. Yeah,
And so
that'll
I'm
feed you for a
like,
while because it doesn't
a
go
few
bad
days.
easily.
Yeah, a few days would be, we'll be good. So at least there's that. So yeah.
I like that y'all do a cupcake or a piece of cake. My baby
Yeah.
niece, every year on her birthday, we go find her. Like sometimes we go to like this Rigby's, which is this like skating rink arcade combo. Sometimes we just go to like a pizza place, but she gets a sprinkle cupcake. Or no, it's not sprinkles. It's, I don't know, small cakes cupcakery, and she gets the big sprinkle one, and then everybody else gets little bite sized.
Cute. Yeah, I started it when she was like a baby, and I was like, well, that's cute. And the rule is that I don't go to work on her birthday. And I was telling you, like, I would take her out of school as well, but she actually likes going on her birthday because
Yeah,
it's
she wants to do the
Valentine's
party.
Day. So there's party, and yeah, so.
Wait till she gets in middle school and high school, and
Right.
then she'll be like,
You're
I'll
just
stay
like,
home.
yeah, we can go do birthday stuff. So
Yeah.
yeah, fun
That's
times.
cute.
That sound means we have an intruder
Intruder
alert.
alert.
You guys,
Oh.
I'm so excited. We have Anita Kelly here with us today. Their latest book is How You Get the Girl, which, guys, look at this cover. I'm
I
obsessed with
know,
it.
I'm so obsessed with
I'm
this
so
cover.
obsessed with it.
I can't even handle it.
Welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm good. I'm a couple days out from the release of this book, which always feels like just kind of a relief to have it out there. And like every time I forget how much anxiety is actually building within me leading up to release day, and then it comes and I'm like, oh yeah, I feel more normal now. So yeah, so I'm just really happy to have this book out there.
Yeah.
And you're in that normal
You're
period.
mellowed
Coming back
out.
down to earth.
I can sleep again. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not worried anymore. So the first question that we normally ask is, can you give us like an elevator pitch of the book for anybody who hasn't heard of it or who has seen the cover and fallen in love but doesn't know what it's about? Because this one's
Yeah.
an easy cover to fall in love with.
Yes, I agree. But yeah, so How You Get the Girl is a book about two women who become surprise partners in many things. They become assistant basketball coaches together. They coach a high school basketball team. They help raise a foster teenager, and they also practice dating along the way because why not? So that is essentially How You Get the Girl.
I
I
mean,
am so
let's be
obsessed with
real. You
it.
want L to assistant coach with you for
Yeah.
basketball. Like the, if you want anybody, like I will do whatever you need to do. Like don't just help me here.
Help me. So I'm a big basketball fan. So like reading through it, I was like, oh, these are things that I actually understand these sports ball references. I don't always understand them. So I'm like, this is exciting. What's your personal relationship with basketball? Are you a fan, or did you have to do like a lot of research to get some of those things in there?
Yeah, so the funny part about basketball, which I would say I call this book sports romance adjacent, like it's not super central around the basketball. So if you're not a really big sports person, at least I've heard that you can still follow along just fine. So, but yeah, funnily enough, I really don't have a ton of personal connection to basketball. Like I did not play growing up or anything, but my wife is a very huge basketball fan. She is from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, the home of UNC, where basketball like is part of the essential culture of the town. So through her, and we've been together for like 20 years, so through her, I have become a basketball fan.
You
But
have to.
yeah, like actually when like the first couple of years that we were together, I had to learn, especially that like the Duke UNC game in particular in college basketball is like a holiday, like they're like religious to her. Like
Yeah.
I remember like one of the first years we were gonna go meet my parents or something, and she was like, oh well no, that's the Duke UNC game. And I'm like, yeah, but like my mom's in town. She's like, no, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
You would be, my husband and I used to be wedding videographers, and you would be shocked at the amount of people who one won't schedule their wedding around college football season, and
Yeah.
two plan their ceremony time so that they can turn on the giant TV right ne literally right next to the aisle where all the guests are sitting so that they can like start watching the game. And it's like, I'm not a major sports person, so I'm like, y'all are crazy. This is your wedding. And they're like, but Georgia's playing. Georgia's playing Bama. We got to watch this. And I'm like, I'm gonna try
Exactly.
to cut the film around it. I'm gonna film around the TV. Don't worry.
So I have since learned. Yeah, so I've watched many a basketball game over the last 20 years, but it was funny because typically my wife doesn't read any of my books until they're like published. But for this one, I needed her to do fact checking, like just make sure I didn't make any like weird, basketball inaccuracies. I remember there was one part where she was really impressed with some lingo that I used, and it was like the greatest compliment
Hey, you're
I've
like,
ever
oh, I
gotten from
did
her. I was
it.
like, yeah, I Googled basketball phrases
And I
and I used
listen.
it correctly.
I listen. I love that.
Very similar to what Karen said, but not at all. I'm not a fan of them at all. She said she's a basketball fan. You talk about migraines as so, like someone who actually knows. And so it was very refreshing because so often you read books about like I had a bad headache, it was a migraine, and it's like you didn't have a migraine. That's a bad headache. They're not the same. And so reading it, it was all I don't want, this is a compliment. It was almost triggering. because it was like, oh, this is somebody who knows what they're talking about. But at the same time, it was like, this is somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Well,
So
again,
that's a weird thing to say, but.
I'm glad that that rang true. And again, I have other people to thank for that. Yeah, actually had, as I fortunately do not suffer from migraines regularly myself, but I had a couple friends who do read it for me. And their comments were really funny because they definitely took me to task on a few things. They
Did
like
they?
that, like I think, so in the initial scene in the book, yeah, Elle begins to have a migraine when she's in the high school gym for the first time. And I think in my original draft, then she like drives home. And my
No.
friends were like, no. They're
Yeah.
like, if they're like, if the migraine is already
You can't
starting,
see.
you cannot drive. And I was like,
Yeah.
okay. And then there was
I
like a,
loved that though, because it was so
yeah.
relatable.
And
It
there
was
were a
so
few other
relatable.
things. Yeah, there were a few other things that they were like, I need to know. Like, you can't do
Yeah.
this if you're having a migraine. So they were super helpful to
Yeah,
me. So
I
I read that
appreciated them
chapter.
so much.
I read that chapter and knowing that she gets migraines, and I was like,
Yeah.
oh, this
Like
is what
the
she goes
taking
through.
trying meds that didn't work and all of this, like there's a reference to that. I was like, ah, yes, I went through like five. That was really cool. And it shows that if you don't, like you've said with both of these things, if you don't directly experience them yourself, you really put in the work to research every aspect of this book. And that, like, it shows.
Yeah, it does.
So
It
kudos
reads
to you. That's
so
awesome.
true. Yeah.
You fooled
So
me for sure. I was like, that's a migraine sufferer. I know it.
where did the idea for the book originally come from?
So this book in particular is funny to me because I feel like I pulled inspiration from a few different areas and I'm glad it worked out and became a book. But yes, there was the basketball thing, which I always knew I wanted to be incorporated. And then it was also influenced by my wife and I were foster parents for a while before we adopted our son. And so when you become foster parents, it's different in every state, but in Oregon, where we live, we had to go to a series of like classes to learn what it's like to be a foster parent. And growing up, not knowing anything about the system, I always just pictured it being like, strangers taking care of strangers' children. But what I learned in the classes is that it's about half that typically, people who just want to be foster parents. And then about half of it is, relative caregivers, people who are part of these people's families that suddenly have to take in, a cousin's kid, which happens in the book, or, it's frequently grandparents taking care of grandchildren, and they are still technically foster parents, but they, as opposed to people who are willingly signing up to be foster parents, they often have this, just surprise, either like a tragedy has happened or something, some reason has taken away the children from the primary caregivers. And so in the classes, it was like half people really eager and wanting to help, and then half people, like coming at the last minute stressed, like,
Yeah.
not this is not what they like were prepared to
Yeah.
do with their lives. And so that was really interesting to me. And so I, just kind of thought about what it would be like if suddenly you had to take in a family member unexpectedly. So that is kind of where Elle and Vanessa's storyline came from.
You do that really well. I'm not technically like it wasn't a CPS type situation, but my twin nieces live with me half of the year. Their dad has a job. I don't want to get too specific, has a job that takes him away every 2 months for 2 months at a time. And they were with their grandparents when he was gone. And then my mother-in-law was diagnosed with cancer. And so literally in the night, they were dropped off at us for her to go to an ER. And they, other than when their dad is here, haven't left. And so yeah, it is sometimes a very jarring, like, oh my gosh, we have to reframe. I have to reframe my whole life. But you want to because it's your relative, or even not, even if it's not a relative, you still, it's someone in need and you want to help them. But you do a really good job of
You do.
portraying that too.
And I'm on the other end of it. I work for CPS, so I
Oh.
like seeing, she's going to classes and she's doing this and they're having these check-ins. I'm like Mandy was saying, like, this is somebody who knows their stuff. Like this whole book is it just feels like you put it all these different pieces that don't necessarily go together, but you put in the work and then they just come together so beautifully.
I'm glad. So that part did all come from personal experience. I mean, obviously, yeah, our story is not the same as Elle's, but yeah, like doing that Target trip when you find out that you're gonna have a kid in your house the next day and like, what am I gonna buy? And
Really like, yeah.
there's just so many more appointments and check-ins and court appointments. And yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. And so I was really nervous about that aspect of the story because I know there are so many loaded emotions about CPS for, better or worse. And so I was nervous about doing that part correctly. But yeah, I've heard from a few other people that work in social services and things that it rang true for them. So I'm very glad
Yeah.
for that.
I think you handle it, and this is true of the other books of yours that I've read. Like you handle sensitive topics really carefully and really with a lot of
Eloquently.
compassion. Yeah, eloquently and in a way where people
You
can
still feel
feel
cared
like they
about.
can they can feel cared about. They feel like they can actually have a conversation if they're struggling with kind of similar things, which is something that I love so much about your books. Like that you get me with the romance, you like pull me in with the romance, and then all of a sudden,
You're
bam, I'm in my
like,
feels.
I'm
Like,
crying.
what? Wait a
What
minute.
happened?
I
This is a
came here for
cartoon
an
cover romance.
AGA, but it's like, it's so good.
Well, thank you. I'm really glad to hear that. So thank you.
So we ask this question a lot, but I want like to take it a deeper layer. We like to ask like what your writing process is like, but I want to know like in terms of asking people about their experience and experiences that you may not directly have yourself. Do you have sensitivity readers first, and then you're like, let me, or do you interview people and before you even start? Like, what is that like? Or do you do a mix of both?
Yeah, I've done a mix of various things. I'm lucky in that I'm part of a writing group. We were all in the same mentorship program together several years ago, and it's a very diverse group, like people from all over, different backgrounds and different genres that they write. And so, like for instance, my migraine sensitivity readers were both from that writing group. And so
Fun.
so they were able to, and we read each other's stuff all the time. So I kind of got like expertise for free with them because they were like, oh yeah, I'll read that and fact check for you. But then I've also, paid for sensitivity readers to fact check identities that don't align with my own. And occasionally I will like interview someone. I would like to do more of that in the future. I still feel kind of like nervous about doing that.
I could see that. I could
Yeah.
understand
Like I
Yeah,
know
that.
because you're asking them to kind of open up a little bit and like that can feel a little like I feel nervous doing that. Like I feel nervous
Yeah.
doing like these kind of interviews already. So like to ask something that's even deeper than that, I'm like, oh no.
You're like, I
Yeah.
don't
I
want to
feel like
influence on
it's like
someone.
yeah, I feel like it's like a real professional author thing that like still makes me feel uncomfortable. Like, I am an author. Can I interview you for my book? Like it just sounds really, I don't know, like pretentious or annoying to me or something. So I'm working on that one. But yeah, I have found sensitivity readers and fact checkers super, super helpful. I'm always really nervous sending, especially unedited work out to people, worried that I'm going to mess up or they're going to yell at me about something I've gotten wrong. But in my experience, they're always just super helpful in not necessarily telling you what you've done wrong, but what you can do better and what you can take deeper.
They're gentle.
And yeah, they really are. Like, I cannot recommend sensitivity readers enough.
I love
Very
that.
nice.
That's
It's like they
great.
want your book to do well, and they're like, I'm not gonna let I'm not gonna
I'm
let
not
you
gonna let
fail.
you
I'm gonna help
flounder.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because,
Oh, I love that.
oftentimes I think with like, especially with sensitivity readers, we're sometimes like representing things that don't often get shown in books and media in general. And so that's probably part of why they're so gentle is like they want it to do well so that there can be more of it. And so
Right.
it's really cool to hear like that whole behind the scenes kind of process.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of times people are nervous about getting identities wrong, but I do think for the most part, people realize that you're doing it in good faith and want to help you do it better. Yeah, and they're excited, like you said, to have those identities out there
Yeah.
in literature, however they are put out there. So, yeah.
That's a good point that they know you're coming from a place of love and creativity and not a place of malice or, I'm intentionally trying to cause harm. They know and can
Yeah.
tell. You
Yeah.
normally can tell pretty quickly
Right.
if someone's intending or not, or if they are just, I
Yeah,
wasn't
I'm
thinking, I
sure.
typoed, I, those
Yeah,
things happen too.
I'm sure they also have their own horror stories of people who are
Probably.
maybe not
Yeah.
writing in good faith, but
They're like, this is not that.
yeah.
This is not the same. This is
Yeah,
good.
both sides
We
can
just need,
figure
we
out
got some
pretty
notes.
quickly what
That's
you need.
all.
Yeah.
That's right, book people.
So I love, love the like little cameos from your other two books. Did you, when you started, like when you wrote Love and Other Disasters, did you know that you were going to be having these other two come after and including them all into this big like found family? Or was that something that organically came about?
So not really. When I sold Love and Other Disasters, I really knew nothing about publishing. Like I was, yeah, so dumb about so many things. Well, not dumb, just I had a lot to learn. But so when we were selling that one, I had the ideas for both of these books, that I was working on in the background. And so my agent was like, editors are curious if you have any other book ideas, so if we can send along, kind of like a brief pitch for what you have coming up next. And so I did that. I was like, I have a book I want to set on the PCT, and then I want to write like a basketball book that's sapphic. And so we sent that along. And then when I got my book deal, it was like, congrats on your three book series. And I was like, oh, I'm writing a series.
Series.
A series.
A series.
Cool. I'm like, you're gonna pay me to write three books? I will do whatever you want. And so, but yeah, so I guess books two and three were still in enough, developmental stages that then I could kind of make them in the same universe. And once I knew that, it was actually really super fun to play with.
Oh, I
And
bet.
I loved, yeah, actually with this one, there's really a lot of cameos from books one and two, whereas books one and two are both, I think, kind of even more standalone than this one. I think they can all be read standalone,
Yeah,
but
but
I
there it's like a
was,
little Easter egg for like it's like
yeah,
if you know, you
I know who
know.
you are.
It's so
Right.
fun.
But
I
this one,
had
I feel like I really
forgotten.
got to be self-indulgent and just like, I want to talk to Ben again, so let's just bring him in again. So.
When I was reading Something Wild and Wonderful, I had forgotten that they were gonna like I knew in the back of my mind that they were gonna show up. And so when they did, I was like, oh my God, this is so exciting. So
Yes.
it's and this one is so much they're in it so much more. It's so fun. Like you said, it's so
Well,
indulgent. I love it.
that's another thing. As I'm talking, I'm realizing how many people I made read this book as I was working on it. But that was another thing I was worried about. And so I was found people in my writing group that had not read either of my first two books. And I was like, can you read this one and tell me if it still makes sense? Or if you're like, why the hell are London and Dahlia here so much? Like, why are there all these other characters? Like, I was worried about there being too many side characters and then being a distraction. But
Right.
then they read it and they were like, no, it still makes sense. Like, London's her sibling and Ben's her best friend. Like, it makes sense for them to be there, not having read the other books. And I was like, okay,
Tracks.
for you. So I hope that's the case for everyone else who reads it too, who reads it
Yeah.
as a standalone. But yeah.
I did have to frantically text Karen when we realized that Schnitzel exists and is elderly and doesn't sound like in the best health when you first start. I was like, please, I can't lose Schnitzel. And she was like, I promise I'll warn you. She was like, I mean, Anita's bio talks about how they hope they pet a dog today. Or hope we pet a dog. So I don't think they're gonna kill off the dog. But
But I
is there
will warn
anyone
you.
in particular that Schnitzel is based off of? Because I need them to have all the pets in the world.
Oh, so Schnitzel is mostly just made up from my own imagination. But I'm talking about my wife a lot in this interview, but my wife is a vet tech, and so most of our friends actually work in the veterinary world, and so we tend to take in like all the fucked up animals. And so like we currently have a dog. We have a three-legged dog currently, an elderly dog currently. We tend to like, yeah, we
You're the
once got,
menagerie.
yeah, like our first dog was the dog at the Humane Society who had been there the longest, like had been not adopted the longest. And when they brought him out to us, they like made this big announcement and everyone clapped for us because they were so excited that this like poor old weird dog was going home. But anyway, so yeah, so we tend to take in the weird dogs, so that's why I had to make Schnitzel kind of
Weird.
strange. Yeah.
I need you to kiss every dog in your house for me when we sign off, if
I
that's a
will.
requirement.
I will. Yeah, this book does have a scene in an emergency vet with the cat from
The
the
cat.
book Snoozles. And I always laugh when one of my friends was reading it. They left like a big note in all caps when they got to that chapter, being like, Anita, I'm trusting you. I'm trusting that you're not going to kill an animal in this book. And I do not. So
That's
if
kind of what I sent
anyone.
Karen. I was like, I'm
Yeah.
trusting you to tell me
Yes.
anything untoward. I can handle an emergency vet trip as long as they're okay.
Yeah.
And it's
Yeah.
more dogs than anything because I have four of them, but any animals, I'm
Four.
like,
Bless you.
I can't do it.
She.
Yeah, they're spoiled rotten and bad, and it's their house. I just happen to live here.
Yes.
Okay, so this is gonna sound like it's not along that same vein, but trust the process. Along that same vein, we have a segment on our
Segment.
podcast. I was like, what's that word? We call it Fictional Boyfriend of the Week, in which we pick a fictional character that we like read or we watch that we really love that week. And
Doesn't have
that's
to be
just how,
romantic.
yeah, it doesn't have to be romantic.
Doesn't
It
have to be
doesn't.
a boyfriend.
One time I had a fictional granny. This week we had fictional puppies. And see, trusting the process. So,
See? Yeah.
do you have any fictional characters that you really love that you like think more people should know about them or everybody needs to read this because I love this person?
And it doesn't have to be books. It could be movie
Movies,
characters, TV
whatever.
show, any kind of media. This is where
And this
everything
is
you've ever read
everything
or
you need. Yeah.
seen leaves your brain and you're
Out
like,
your
what is a
brain.
movie? What is a
Have
book?
I
I didn't
read
know what those
what
are.
book?
Yeah. For
We
some
always
reason.
laugh. We always laugh because like the author is sitting there like, I have no idea. Mine are locked and loaded and I know Karen's
And
too.
she
So I can
tells me
tell
mine because I
hers and
always
she's like
forget.
doe-eyed
I
too. She's like, I have
was
no
like,
idea.
huh? I would, for some reason, the thing that's coming to mind is one of the books I read last year that I really loved that I feel like I didn't hear as many people talking about was Jacqueline Firkin's, oh gosh, it's a long title. The Predictable Heartbreaks of Imogen Finch. I was like, hold on, I got this, I got this.
Yes, exactly. And the man in that novel, as soon as I started reading it, I was like, Jacqueline wrote this man for me. Like he is like a very stoic, quiet man full of tattoos that like travels the world and is like
Wait a minute
suit
now.
and like and she's
I'm
been in love
melting.
with I know, like she's been in love with him forever, but he had to leave town because he's estranged from his family. So there's all this like angst about his,
Please tell me there's
yes.
pining.
Oh
Oh my
my
God, so
God.
much, it's like a book of pining. So it was really
My
like
favorite.
made for me
Oh
because
my God.
she's never gonna leave the small town where they grew up, but he never wants to be there again because that's because of his family and he travels the world. And so it's like, how is it gonna work? But any but he is just like I was so lost
I
for him from like this from like the
love.
moment he
Oh,
arrived.
you
The
just it
moment he
just
arrived.
shot up to the top of my TBR. It's
I
been
am
on my TBR,
sold.
but now it's like climbing the ladder. Oh
There's
yeah.
like there's a night swimming scene where they like skinny dip in the harbor. It's just I loved it so much and I feel like not as many people talked about it. And so
Well,
yes,
I'm gonna read it
he's my
now. Yeah.
fictional man of the week. Or
Yes, I
yeah.
love it. This is a good one.
Yeah.
We're over here like melting, like, oh, sounds perfect.
All right, we have one more that we always like to ask, and you've already given us one, but we know we love your books. We love to talk about your books. What are you reading? Or like what books do you recommend when you're not writing or watching basketball games?
I have a terrible habit of reading like eight books at once. It was actually my one of my New Year's resolutions. I have it written out in my journal, like stop reading so many books at once. And I maybe did that for January, and now it's February. I'm right back into reading way.
You're like, I'm gonna mood read what I want.
I just finished a book this week that I would love to recommend. It's because it's coming out in I think November. It's coming out in the fall of this year. It's a debut by Kate Cochran, and it's called Wake Up, Nat and Darcy. And it is a sapphic hockey romance where everything about the setup was so delicious. It's two former teammates that were teammates in college, and then after
Wow.
college they kind of had a breaking up, if we will, and then they went to their respective national teams, which were USA versus Canada. So it's like a Canadian and American hockey rivalry.
Hey.
And but the book actually takes place when they're both retired from professional hockey and they're both hired on to cover the Winter Olympics on like a Today type show called Wake Up USA. And so
Oh
like
no.
there's Olympic stuff, there's height,
Oh.
past hockey feelings, and
I can just imagine the hijinks.
yes, and it's delicious. So Wake Up Nat and Darcy is coming out from Karina in the fall, and I highly
Nice.
recommend it.
Yeah, we're gonna have to add that to our
Add to TBR.
TBR.
Yeah, the never-ending TBR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I love
And
that.
I could list like
Yeah.
500 others, but I don't know.
Well, we would like to recommend that everybody go to the bookstore and pick up How You Get the Girl because it is fantastic and they're so beautiful.
I
I
mean,
cannot get over this
and the
cover.
basketball court in the
And just
background.
it's perfection. This is
I know,
perfection.
they're so hot.
They are so
They really
hot. Like
are.
they're even
They are
hotter
so
than I
hot.
pictured them, which
Like,
rarely
yeah.
happens when we get a
Honestly,
cover.
I saw the cover and immediately had a crush on Julie. Like, just look at her. Just look
Yeah, I was the
at
opposite. I was here for
her.
L.
Obsessed.
I
I'm obsessed.
want to be besties with Jolie.
I love them both so much. And this is you'll I have my finished copy and my ARC. This just came today. I was like, yay, I
Love
have it.
that.
So everybody, you can walk into a bookstore now and pick up How You Get the Girl, and you absolutely should. And while you're there, maybe pick up Love and Other Disasters and Something Wild and Wonderful. It's really
Get
fun.
them
If you
all.
read them in order, it's really fun. I promise you, that's exactly what I did. And I'm it's so fun. And just prepare with tissues
Yeah.
because you will get hit punched in the feels.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
But in a good way,
In a good
not a
way.
traumatizing way.
In the way that we love from our
Yeah.
books.
Okay.
I did keep telling people because my last Something Wild and Wonderful is definitely the heaviest of all three. And so I did kind of keep telling people that this one was a lot lighter, like it's much more closer to an actual rom-com. And then I'm like, there's foster care and depression and like other, but I
And
swear
they're
it's
like,
funny.
but you know, there's one line and I highlighted it and I took a picture of it and I'm going to pull it up right now because I felt very attacked, okay? I felt very attacked. And securing an office job felt like the thing you were supposed to do after earning a bachelor's you didn't know how to use. How dare
Yes.
you?
Yeah,
I have
really.
a bachelor's degree in Asian American studies. What the fuck am I doing with that? I don't know. I don't know. But
Student
apparently
debt, that's what you're doing with that.
yeah.
That's what we're just told we had to do that.
Right. So,
Yeah.
thank you for representing all of these little tiny nuances of life.
Yeah, of real life, real human
Real life.
experience.
And you're right. There are so many, like, I was just reading earlier, and there was this moment. I can't even remember what it was, but I literally was sitting here laughing out loud because it was so funny. So, it definitely is very rom-commy. And I just go read it, guys.
Yeah,
When have
everybody
we
go
ever
read it.
steered you wrong?
Never, not
Yeah.
once.
A
Not
few
once.
tissues near the end, but not too many
Yeah.
tissues, I'd
Just a
say.
few.
Yeah.
And schnitzel is fine. If you're worried,
Yeah. Yeah.
schnitzel is fine.
No animals are harmed in the writing of this book. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us. This
We've
was so
had
much
so
fun.
much fun with
And I can't
you.
wait
Thank
for
you, guys.
everybody to read this book. We do have
I
one
was going to say,
disclaimer.
have you told
Yeah.
Anita the laws of the incoherent fangirl?
There is one rule that we have to let you know.
We enforce with these hands.
Now that you have been on the podcast, you are legally obligated to come back for every book release after this point, from here
Sounds
until
good.
forever.
I love
So,
it.
just to let you know, prepare for that.
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Yay. Oh, we didn't even get to ask you. Speaking of which, do you have something coming on down the pipeline? Is
Oh,
there something you're working on that you can talk
yeah.
about?
Yeah. So I'm working on a few different things, but what I can talk about is actually just recently announced my
Oh,
young
yeah.
adult debut. Yeah. So that is slated to come out in summer 2025. So we still have a little bit to get there. But yes, I'm very excited to be entering the young adult sphere. The book is called Donut Summer, and it's like a fun, fluffy, queer romance. It takes place over summer between sophomore and junior years for the two characters. I wanted to make it like a solidly YA,
Yeah.
like not new adult. It's like 14,
These are
but
teenagers. Yeah.
yes, like they're 16, but yeah, at a donut shop in a small town in Oregon, and I just had a ton of fun writing it.
I
So
can't believe it's because I didn't write it down. I saw the
yeah.
announcement and I screamed about it and I was like, I'm gonna get to talk to them about it. And then I didn't write it down, so I forgot until
I've got
this
two
moment.
young adults. They're not here right now. They're with their dad, but I've got two young adults in my house who would love that. So I'm gonna have to pre-order it for them,
So
both
exciting.
of them.
Well,
Yes.
congratulations on entering the
Yeah.
young adult space. Like, that's
Young
fun.
adult.
It's so fun when you get to like jump around like age groups, different categories. So I love that for you.
Yeah, we're
I
looking
can't
forward
wait.
to that. And we'll
Definitely
see
have
you
more
back.
adult stuff coming,
Yeah.
but that might be my next traditionally published book. So yeah.
Yeah.
Very
Well, then we'll see you back
exciting.
here in 2025 to talk about
Perfect.
donuts. We'll have donuts to
Yes.
talk about
Hey,
donuts
that's a
with.
good idea.
We'll prepare. We'll
Yes.
prepare.
Done.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. This has been a
Thank
blast.
you.
Thank you Can't wait for
You're
what's
so
next.
fun.
Don't
Well,
forget to kiss all those dogs for me, and we'll talk
I
to you soon.
will. I will.
Kiss the dogs for her. Kiss the kid for me because I'm the parent here and she's the dog parent. So we have our
I'll
roles.
do both.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We'll talk to
We'll
you
talk to you soon.
soon. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
I
I
love
love them.
them. Oh,
That was so
they're so
fun.
much fun. And I
Everybody?
like, I love how much like you can tell how much care they put
And
into
thought they
the
put
different
into that and
aspects of it.
heart.
Yeah,
I'm
especially
telling you,
considering.
as the migraine sufferer, I was like, wow. Because normally it's what I said. I had a bad headache. It's a migraine.
Right.
It's
I
not the same thing.
Well,
It's
you know what's
offensive.
funny?
It's not
I
offensive, but you know what I mean.
but yeah, but I started read I started reading it before you did and I and
Yeah.
it's like in the second chapter, I think. And
Yeah.
I read it and I was about to text you. I was like, I was like not sure how to word it. I was like, "Hey, you're gonna get representation, but also,
Yeah.
hey, you're gonna get representation."
And like they
Like
did it
I
very, very well to like where, like I said, it was almost triggering in that it was described so well. And so it's like, this is a person who sees. This is a person who sees. Yeah, I
And
love
so,
that.
yeah. Oh, seriously, I can't wait for you to have time to read the other two
I
books,
know. I know. I need to put them on
because
my list for like the break when
yeah,
we break.
truly, like Love and Other Disasters is you've got London and Dahlia, and it's set on a cooking competition show,
I'm already in love with
and
Dahlia, so.
oh, we love Dahlia.
Yeah.
And we love Dahlia. And then we've got, Alexi and Ben in Something Wild and Wonderful, and they're hiking the Pacific Crest Trail. And I just got to a scene in How You Get the Girl where Julie is talking to Ben, and he's like, "But Alexi met me while we were hiking, and I was so lithe, and now I'm like bleh." And I'm like, this is so funny. Like, it's
Oh.
scenes like that where I'm just like, this book is so funny.
Yeah.
And they're right. Like Something Wild and Wonderful is definitely the heaviest of the three, but
You
like for good reason, based on
need
like
some
the
heavy.
story, but they're all so good. And I definitely think everybody needs to go read all three of them.
Read all of the above.
They're all available. Go to the store and pick them up right now. I have them. They're all somewhere over here in my
Somewhere.
little forever pile.
We have the most insane announcement this world has ever seen.
You guys,
Guys,
I can't say it.
I can.
I can't. I'm like
Remember a year ago when I started listing off authors that were going to come on the podcast, and I think it was like I said, Victoria freaking Aveyard
what?
is coming on our podcast next week.
Victoria
Did I say
Aveyard.
those words?
Victoria
Did I
Aveyard.
say that?
is coming on the podcast, you guys.
Every time like anybody talks about the end of the month, like that's what I think about. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm talking to Victoria Aveyard at the end of the month.
It's next week.
Victoria Aveyard.
You guys,
yeah, it's next now week. It's a week from yesterday. I can't believe those are words that I put together. Victoria Aveyard is coming on our podcast. Like that's a real sentence.
That's a real sentence. And it's a truthful sentence. It's a factual sentence.
I don't even know. Like if I could go back and tell my 19-year-old self this when I was reading 20-year-old, however old I was when I read Red Queen. I don't even know. I was probably a little older than that because I think she and we are the same age. But
yeah,
my early 20s when I first started reading it.
Insane.
I wouldn't believe myself.
Insane. Here we are.
I would not.
All right. It's time for a spiel. Do a spiel. After that crazy announcement, guys, I'm still not over it.
I'm not going to be over it even after we've talked to her. No. Like, I'm never, you're going to have to put this on my tombstone. And there's another one coming that you're going to have to put on my tombstone too. Oh my God. We've got a lot up our little sleeves.
Yeah.
Look, if you're on Patreon, there's up my sleeve.
I got a sleeve.
Karen's got short sleeves. She really can't show you much, but I can. Look at there.
Anyways, if you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. Please also follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on all the things. You can head over to our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, which houses all of our episodes as well as our blog, so you could listen and then read. It's a full body experience, okay?
Yeah, I've been slacking on the blog. I'll be back, I promise.
I am so behind. I'm trying. I've read books. I just have to write about the books.
Yeah, that takes a bit. That takes a lot.
It takes a lot.
You guys.
Brain cells are hard to come by, okay?
Especially when you only have half of one.
Yeah, we share one. Ping pong. So, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can also subscribe to our Patreon at theincoherentfangirl.com/Patreon to get early access to episodes, video episodes, exclusive bonus content.
You can see up my sleeves.
You can see up Mandy's sleeves. You will get announcements sooner than the general public. It's all very exciting stuff, so you should go do that. And while you're, you know, on the interweb searching for things, you can also get some merch from our store, theincoherentfangirl.com/shop. There's lots of cute stuff that this genius over here designed. It's all lovely and wonderful.
I really have to go get our intruder alert shirt. I keep forgetting.
You should do that because it is limited edition and it mm-hmm. will be gone once March is over. So make sure you head over to the shop and get that. It is awesome. It has a list of all of our guests from 2023 on the back, which is still wild that it takes up most of the back. we really did a thing.
We really did.
And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, design ideas you want to tell us that we're pretty, we will accept all of
you will
be
lying
that.
To me this week.
No, you're always pretty. You can send all of that to our inbox, theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. We love hearing from y'all. And one last way to support the podcast is to rate and review on whatever platform you are listening to us on. Please give us your words. We love your words. She is at Mandy Perv on all the things.
She's at Ms. Made in China on all the things.
And once you have followed us on social media and you follow the podcast on social media, you can head over and do some self-care by shopping with our besties. First stop is herecomesthenerd.com, where you can use code FANGIRL to get 20% off your first order.
Then, once you've got all your art goodies and fangirl and fanboy and fanperson goodies, head over to onceuponabookclub.com. You can get some book boxes. You can get some one-off items. So you can subscribe. We have 2 coupon codes for you. Either one will get you the same thing. They don't stack, but we love you no matter which one you use. So you can use either code Karen10 or Mandy10 and get 10% off. Just make sure you spell Karen right or you won't get your discount.
You will get 0% off.
0% off and a look of shame from both of us. We're shaking our heads at you right now.
And then after that, you're going to want some cozy goodies in the form of tea. Because who doesn't love to curl up with a cup of warm tea?
Probably serial killers.
Probably.
Only.
That sounds about right.
And people who kick puppies. Ugh, and we don't want them to go get
tea. Probably the same person, honestly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're one of those, leave our podcast alone.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Everybody else, get some tea.
Go get some tea. Head to entrancingelixirs.com. You're going to use Fangirl Tea to get 10% off. But remember, unlike Karen, there is no I in Fangirl. It's Fangirltea.
And then you're going to head over and, first of all, sign up for her newsletter because the news is newsin', and her
The news
Patreon
is
too. The
newsin'.
news is newsin'.
And the Patreon is Patreoning.
The Patreon is Patreoning. AmberDLewis.com. Buy five of everything. Just trust me. You're going to want to share it with all your besties and use code FANGIRL10 and you'll get 10% off your purchase. I promise you, you don't want to sleep on Amber just because Fire and Starlight has come to a close.
Listen, not to brag or anything, but there may be something in the Kindle right now from Amber.
We're not allowed to
Maybe
say that.
we can say that we're re beta reading it.
I thought she said not to even hint that we were beta reading in her
No,
email.
she said that we can beta read,
Yeah,
that
but
we
I
can
thought we
say that.
couldn't publicly say that we were.
Pretty sure we can. We can say that we're beta reading, just not give anything about.
That may, hold on, let me look. Because now I'm going to be bothered and upset. Let's see, Amber.
This one. Things you can share: the cover, character names, the blurb, and anything from my website. You can also share that you are beta reading a book for me if you'd
Okay.
like, but do not share any specifics.
Okay. All right then.
I was like, wait,
You can say that.
you
I
can say
thought that it was like super secret. You couldn't even say like who you were beta reading for.
no. I think
Well
anything
then
that's been publicly posted, and then.
ignore me. Everybody, I am sick and my brain is not functioning.
You only have half a brain cell,
I
and
know, and
it's a
it has a
sick brain
fever.
cell.
It has
So,
a fever now. I'm not going to send it back to you for a while because you don't want it right now.
my daughter started coughing the other night, and I was like, "Did Aunt Mandy get you sick?"
Yeah.
Because last week I was coughing. Your
I told
illness is
Josh
getting
earlier
you.
today, it was like the last time I felt all right, like truly like all right. I was at Disney and that was weeks ago at this point. I'm tired. I'm so tired.
Listen, I think that just means you have to go back to Disney.
Maybe my health is there. Maybe I left it there
You,
and I
I
need to go
think you
back and
might
pick it up.
have. You might
It's
have.
probably at the bottom of a Dole Whip with rum.
I think so.
I
That
should test it just
sounds,
to be
yeah.
sure. It's in the buffet at Boma.
Yeah,
It's
that sounds
hiding.
accurate.
It might be
Sounds
in
accurate.
pieces. I might have to go a lot of places.
You might have, you did, go around the world. You might have to go and make sure they're,
I
you get it
mean,
all back
is
together.
it in Morocco? Is it in France? I don't know. Is it in both? Does Remy have it? Well, I need to
Remy
go find
would.
out.
Remy would.
Remy would. He's got it
Don't
stored under the oven. I just know
Anyways,
it.
did we already give our coupon code for Amber? We did, didn't we?
Yes, it's Fangirl
Okay.
10 for 10% off.
And then, after all of that, with the good supporting of the besties and us, you're gonna head over and support the show husband because we kind of like him here too.
We kind of like the show husband a little bit. He's hiding behind the screen right now, silently playing video games, for moral support. Yeah, you're going to want to support the show husband. After you've listened to this episode, go listen to the latest episode of The Paranormal Mind. You can hear them bullying me about coughing, so that's fun.
Rude.
And then you'll want to head to searchersbelieve.com/shop and use code FANGIRL10. You'll get 10% off. Follow them on all the things. They're Searchers Believe everywhere. The Paranormal Mind everywhere. I made sure to set up the social media for that and Lights Out Industries. I think it's Lights Out IND.
Yeah,
I don't
you'll
know. I'll
find it
find
if you
out.
type something.
But start typing Lights Out. I think the website is Lights Out IND, but the social media is Lights Out Industries. Go
We have
follow them
smart
on all the
listeners, they'll figure
things.
it out.
Yeah. Tell them that we sent you. Their merch was also designed by yours truly. Sometimes I just get bored and break out the iPad and things happen. So
Good things happen.
good things
Beautiful things
happen.
happen.
And I guess that was
The
the
Incoherent
Incoherent Fangirl.
Fangirl. Thanks for listening.
We love
Love
you.
you.
Bye.
Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at HereComesTheNerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.